Hi, welcome. I think I'll get started. My name is Domine Chan. I'll be moderating this session. I'm the treasurer of the API Caucus and postdoc fellow at the University of Washington in Geriatric Mental Health Services. We have a really exciting panel here today covering many different ethnicities, Asian ethnicities, and it'll be really interesting. Again, this is the API session on immigrant health, transnational health, and healthcare delivery. I'm going to ask you to generally hold questions till the end after all panelists have presented. And I wanted to make a couple announcements. First of all, I encourage you to join the API Caucus. There are membership forms and program books with a lot of information about the caucus. We're having our social reception tomorrow evening. I believe it starts at 8 o'clock at Golden Phoenix Restaurant in Chinatown. It's on Pace Street. I think it's 911 Pace Street. And just want to encourage you, it's our 35th anniversary, so please join us to celebrate. I don't know if we're expecting anybody else, but I think one of our panelists is not, well, a couple of our panelists have not been able to make it to APAJ. And I'm actually substituting for Dr. Butch DeCastro, who couldn't make it, and Dr. G, who was his co-presenter, fell ill last minute and couldn't make it to APHA. So I'm filling in, so you may not be able to answer all your questions. I'll have to defer them to Dr. DeCastro, and I can give you his contact information. And I will do my best to summarize a study that I did not participate in. So the authors and myself have no relationships to disclose. And I'm sorry, go back. Just generally. So we're going to be talking about job satisfaction and immigrant health, specifically the physical health and psychological distress of Filipino immigrants in the US. So some general background about the immigrant workforce population. Immigration is often motivated for the desire to seek better work opportunities. And typically, immigrants fill jobs with low wages, and they could be jobs that could be not so desirable, and particularly could be dangerous. Furthermore, they encounter less satisfying job experiences and work circumstances, perhaps longer hours, many different challenges with the work situation. And furthermore, they could be a high-risk group for work-related injuries and illnesses. However, there's been little research on occupational health of immigrants, and particularly Asian American Pacific Islanders. So what about the background for work that's been done on job dissatisfaction and health? So there's been a lot of previous research showing that job dissatisfaction is adversely related to physical health and psychological well-being. Some of those symptoms are emotional exhaustion, burnout, depression, anxiety, all those things have been related to job dissatisfaction. Also, musculoskeletal disorders and cardiovascular disease have been associated with job dissatisfaction. Furthermore, this particular study uses job dissatisfaction and as a measure of workers' well-being, looking at micro-level daily interactions on the job, or it could look at macro-level factors, related to selection for the job. That's some of the background that's been done on this work. However, there's been little research on job dissatisfaction among Asian Americans. Only a couple studies. One study found about 10% of Filipino nurses reported they were dissatisfied with their jobs. And another study by Au et al. Compared job satisfaction between New York City restaurant workers in general and the restaurant workers in Chinatown, and found that a higher percentage, over 80%, or something like 84% of the Chinatown restaurant workers were dissatisfied compared to about two-thirds of the general New York City restaurant workers. So that there hasn't been a lot of work done on job dissatisfaction in Asian Americans. So how does this relate to Filipino Americans? So there's been an increase in Asian American participation in the labor force, and there's a lot of push and pull forces, I don't know if you're familiar with that, for immigrants from the Philippines to come to the US. There's demand factors here in terms of the labor market here, and there's that's the pull factor. The push factors are, you know, situations and economic situations back in the Philippines pushing them to seek better opportunities outside, such as in the US. The Filipinos are the second largest Asian American population, estimated to be 2.4 million in the year 2000, and there's been a long history of labor immigration to the US and globally. Filipinos have not been studied a lot in the health services literature. So the main purpose of this study is to examine associations between job dissatisfaction and physical and psychological health in a community-based sample of Filipino immigrants. The author study uses the Filipino American Community Epidemiology Survey, or FACES, during the years 1998 to 1999. This is a household survey of Filipinos in Honolulu and San Francisco. The sample size is about 1,381. And this particular analysis is looking at a little over 2,000 I'm probably not saying this right. You'll have to excuse me. It excludes US born and those that weren't working during the time of the survey. I cannot reconcile the discrepancy, so I apologize. The main dependent or outcome variable is looking at physical or chronic health conditions and also psychological distress using a 20-item subscale of the well-known symptom checklist 90R, SCL-90R, which has been adapted from the Medical Outcome Survey. The main independent variable the authors are interested in are looking at job dissatisfaction, and that has been, it's a scale from 1 to 4, 1 being none, 4 being a lot, and that scale has been dichotomized to not dissatisfied, which is none or a little bit of dissatisfaction. I know that's counterintuitive. And dissatisfaction is some or a lot on this 1 to 4 scale. And they control for several covariates listed here, age, gender, marital status, etc., years in the U.S. and immigrated for work reasons. And the job categories they're interested in are looking at differences between manual, trade, and service job categories. It was a cross-sectional study. Data is weighted to adjust for different probabilities of participant selection and also neighborhood racial and economic characteristics. Again, job dissatisfaction was dichotomized at the median for comparison along demographics. And in terms of analytical techniques, negative binomial regression was used to assess physical health conditions, and linear regression was used to assess psychological distress. So in summary, we have about 133 of the sample were reported as dissatisfied with the job. That's about 10% of the sample were dissatisfied with their jobs. And we reported about 0.86 there of the entire sample. So that represents not too severe in terms of their health conditions, as well as the 1.27 means a low level of psychological distress in general. But if we take a look at the second column, dissatisfaction with job, we see that respondents are dissatisfied with their job differ from those who are not dissatisfied. In general, they tend to be younger, unmarried, likely to reside in San Francisco, and both, in general, the sample had those in lower SES in terms of the service category. and both temples tended to be Filipino-speaking, but the differences also between the dissatisfied and not dissatisfied group is that the dissatisfied group was less likely to have immigrated for work reasons. So this is a summary of their results adjusting for the covariates listed here. Basically, their authors are finding that job dissatisfaction is associated with psychological distress and with physical health problems. Again, these are controlling for the following socio-demographic characteristics. So in conclusion, we find that 1 in 10 Filipino immigrants reported job dissatisfaction, and that's very similar to the general U.S. population. And job dissatisfaction is associated with both physical health problems and psychological distress. So it contributes towards disparities in health status. These findings are consistent with previous research on job dissatisfaction among white samples and other non-immigrant samples. And we find that immigrants may encounter circumstances that limit job availability and selection. Because over 75% of immigrants reported immigrating for work, job satisfaction could have a really profound impact on well-being for these immigrants. These are some future steps the authors would like to take. Again, given some of the limitations of this study, they would like to do a longitudinal study examining changes in job dissatisfaction over time. Ideally, they'd like to use a multidimensional measure of job dissatisfaction to look at many different aspects of what exactly about their jobs are they dissatisfied about, and what are these factors that contribute to job dissatisfaction, again, within what are the elements and domains within the job that they're not happy about. And furthermore, they could look at work site or industry specific studies. And that's it. These are some of the acknowledgments for the author. So I apologize. I am just hoping that some of this information is useful to you. If you have any further questions, I can refer you to the author, Butch DeCastro. This paper was published in Business and Leadership, and his email is butchdec@uw.edu. Thank you.